here today. This is my sister, Brianna, who is in critical care ward. She's in the critical care ward. We believe that Rihanna's death is being deliberately and premeditated. There are a number of inconsistencies between what we have been told by members of the ICU department and what family members have witnessed. Rihanna has very clearly instructed the hospital to consult her family, which has not been consulted at all. She's been taken into care on Monday, and on Monday they put her on morphine of 25 milligrams and sedated her. They say that they took instructions and consent of her that she didn't want any treatment in Bengali, which is a language we don't even speak. They then sedated her on 25 milligrams and kept her sedated like this until Thursday, when we were notified that she now is on the end of life pathway. They are not giving her any treatment, no nutrition, no hydration or nothing. They are basically starving her to death. We as Muslims believe and we have hope and faith in our Creator that we will fight for our life and anything that basically Allah has willed will happen. But they need to give her some support and any nutrition and any hydration that she needs. None of these things have been provided. The hospital was successful in manipulating a vulnerable and physically ill patient. They took control of her mind and body. She was terrified of the department and explicitly told the family that her life was in danger at the ICU. On Thursday night, staff nurse Leanne told family members that Rihanna is saying, please, please, but she doesn't understand what she wants. She also told family members that she's been given this 25 milligrams of morphine every hour to keep her sedated. On Thursday, after several attempts to see Rihanna, the family raised safeguarding concerns to Stoke City Council. And on Friday, we were informed she is dying and cannot survive. Since Friday, Rihanna has had no fluids, no antibiotics, no visits from any doctor. Family members have presented consultant of other and others of the same department of an advance directive which was given by her that her family members would deal with her care, which has been ignored completely. No consent has been given by the family or by Rihanna. They had bought a Bengali interpreter to help her out. Rihanna is a mother of five. She has planned to go abroad and do Umrah and visit her father in Pakistan. She loved life and had a lot to look forward to. Rihanna came to the hospital to get treatment and she could not live and she has been forced to die. We believe as Muslims that we need to fight against this oppression this is now that has been put on and in the NHS. The NHS is something that we love and we lived in this country and cherished the NHS services, but there are some doctors who are rotten and they are not taking any consideration of the family or consent from the family. They have silenced her and sedated her and they want her to die. They are forcing her to die. They are starving her to death. They have not provided her with any IV or any other nutrition that she needs. All she needs is some support and some treatment and they're not giving her any of that treatment. We wish and we hope that somebody who is listening to this will take action and help us out, because this is totally unacceptable. The consultants are not listening and have silenced us and even walked out of the room. We've asked the questions and there's too many inconsistencies with what they've done. We need the support of the community and the local people to help us raise this awareness about this issue and what is going on. With this could be going on all around the country. We can see that the demographic and the most people that are dying from this illness are Asian and black people. Now we can understand why, because we have seen it firsthand that they are sedating and silencing us and then they are most likely forcing us to die. And the death is through starvation. She has a five-year-old daughter which is looking forward to the mother coming home. She is crying. She's been sitting with the mother for the last 3 days and the doctors have not even bothered to come even look at her. We need the community here and the NHS to take note of this action. We want some help and we want some support from the local community leaders and elders to help us take this action further. I thank you all for coming and may Allah reward you for this
action. Ameen.